KJAN Sports.
Good morning, I'm Chris Punks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, being brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. And taking a look at sports, high school sports from last night, area volleyball scores. It was Atlantic, CAM, and ACGC, and East Union taking part in a quad over at CAM High School. And it was ACGC picking up a 2-0 sweep win over Atlantic, 21-4, 21-18, the game scores there. ACGC also got by East Union 2-1. It was 21-23, 21-18, and 15-13. Atlantic was a winner over East Union 2-1, 18-21, 21-16, and 15-10. CAM then picked up three victories, a 2-1 win over ACGC, 19-21, 22-20, and 15-12. CAM swept by Atlantic 2-0 with a 21-17, 21-13 game score victory. And CAM was a 2-0 sweep winner over East Union as well, 21-17 and 21-19. That's a look at that CAM quad there last night as part of that action over in Oneida. In other high school volleyball scores, it was Arweva, 3-0 sweep over Audubon, Bedford 2-0 over Essex, Carroll was a 3-0 winner over South Central Calhoun, Creston got by ADM, that was a 3-1 victory there for Creston. Also, Denison Schleswig was a 3-1 winner over Harlan. East Mills topped Griswold 2-0. It was East Mills 2-0 over Underwood. Fremont Mills a 2-0 sweep over Griswold. Riverside was a 2-0 sweep winner over Bedford and over Essex. Sydney beat Johnson Brock out of Nebraska 3-0. It was South Page a 3-0 sweep of Diagonal. Southwest Valley 3-2 over Central Decatur. Underwood was a 2-1 winner over Fremont Mills, and West Monona 3-0 over Westwood in high school volleyball play there last night. There was some area cross country that was on the schedule for last night, but most of those meets got moved back due to the wet weather. The Logan Magnolia cross country meet was pushed back. They have not set a makeup date for that one yet. The Dallas Center Grimes meet, where Atlantic was set to compete, that's been pushed back now to Thursday night for that competition. Moving on to other sporting notes in Major League Baseball, Jose Martinez and Tyler O'Neill homered. Rookie Jack Flaherty pitched 7 innings, and the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 5-2 in Mike Schilt's first game since being promoted to full-time manager. The Cardinals have won 6 of 7 and are 20-5 in August. Earlier in the day, St. Louis took the interim tag off of Schilt, who was put on in charge after Mike Matheny was fired last month, a day before the All-Star break. The game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets was suspended with the score tied at 1 in the top of the 10th inning following a rain delay of 53 minutes. The game will resume today at noon. The finale of the 3-game series, scheduled for 1:20 p.m., will begin approximately 45 minutes after the conclusion of that suspended game. Other National League scores included Washington beating Philadelphia 5-4, Cincinnati was a 9-7 winner over Milwaukee, and San Francisco topped Arizona 1-0. Over in the American League, Jacob Junis held scuffling Detroit to 6 hits in his first career complete game. Alberto Mondesi homered to spur a 5-run frame, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Tigers 6-2 to begin their midweek 2-game series. Matthew Boyd allowed 5 runs in 6 innings for Detroit. Other American League scores had the Yankees getting a walk-off win over the White Sox 5-4. Baltimore beat up on Toronto 12-5. Cleveland an 8-1 win over Minnesota. Oakland got a big win over Houston 4-3. And in interleague action, it was Boston, an 8-7 win over Miami. Atlanta, 9-5 over Tampa Bay. The Dodgers were 8-4 winners over Texas. Colorado beat the Angels 3-2. San Diego was a 2-1 winner over Seattle. In Pacific Coast League baseball, it was Colorado Springs, a 4-3 victory over Omaha. And Iowa was an 8-3 winner over Oklahoma City. And, of course, Chris Bryant continuing his rehab stint there with the I-Cubs as he played last night at Principal Park. And he had an RBI single, 1 run scored, and 2 walks there for Bryant in his second game of his rehab stint there with the I-Cubs. Now, today's games have Oklahoma City at Iowa. They're tentatively scheduled to play a doubleheader. First game starting at about 4:30 here this evening. And for Colorado Springs at Omaha, they're also scheduled to play a doubleheader with the first game set to go at about 5 o'clock here this afternoon. In baseball news, the Philadelphia Phillies have acquired veteran slugger Jose Bautista from the New York Mets for a player to be named later or cash. Bautista batted 196 with 11 homers and 42 RBIs for the Braves and Mets this season. The Phillies entered Tuesday night's game against Washington 3.5 games behind Atlanta in the NL East. A six-time All-Star for Toronto between 2010 and 15, Bautista has 342 career homers. The right-handed hitter is expected to come off the bench for the Phillies. Philadelphia's been active, acquiring infielder Asdrubal Cabrera and two-time All-Star catcher Wilson Ramos last month, and first baseman Justin Bour and lefty reliever Luis Avalon in August. Seattle Mariners manager Scott Servais kept his word to Edwin Diaz, matching the closer's flashy haircut following a milestone save over the weekend. Servais had promised he'd get a styled cut similar to Diaz's if the closer got 50 saves. Diaz notched his 50th save on Saturday, and Servais sat in the chair for Diaz's personal barber on Tuesday. Diaz told MLB.com that Servais is looking fresh and that he looks like the swaggiest manager in the league. The San Diego Padres have selected the contract to 21-year-old Luis Urias, one of their top prospects, who is expected to be the second baseman of the future. David Wright is moving up to AAA to continue his rehab assignment, but the Mets say it's unlikely the third baseman will play in the majors this season. And catcher Tyler Flowers has agreed to a contract extension with the Braves that could keep him with the team through the 2020 season. In tennis, Roger Federer improved to 18-0 in first-round matches at the U.S. Open and took one step toward a potential quarterfinal showdown against Novak Djokovic. The 20-time major champion delivered 14 aces and never was in any trouble during a 6-2, 6-2, and 6-4 victory over 117th-ranked Yoshihito Nishioka of Japan. Federer saved the first eight break points he faced before finally faltering by pushing a forehand long on the ninth, losing serve for the only time while trying to close out the match at 5-2 in the third set. By then, the match was an hour 45 minutes old, and it would last only another 7 minutes. Novak Djokovic made a winning return to the U.S. Open, fighting through extreme heat that caused him to feel sick during his match to beat Martin Duskovic in four sets. Djokovic missed last year's Open because of an elbow injury and was playing in his first match in Flushing Meadows since losing the 2016 final to Stan Wawrinka. Young American Francis Tiafoe has his first U.S. Open win in his fourth try. He eliminated a seeded player as well. A 20-year-old from Maryland beat number 29 Adrian Montanaro from France 6-1, 6-4, 4-6, and 6-4 to get to the second round. Nick Kyrgios doesn't really do nuance, so when he was asked about some key break chances early in his first-round victory at the Open, he explained that he approaches every point the same. I just come up to the line and try to serve it as hard as I can. Seemed to work on the night as well. He had 25 aces and also had 14 double faults while beating Radu Albot 7-5, 2-6, 6-4, and 6-2. Madison Keys eased into the second round with a 6-4, 6-4 victory over Pauline Parmentier of France. Australian Open champion Caroline Wozniacki easily reached the second round by beating 2011 titleist Sam Stosur 6-3, 6-2. Also, Maria Sharapova held on to edge 39-year-old Patty Schneider, the oldest female qualifier in Grand Slam history in the first round, as Sharapova won it 6-2, 7-6, and 6. Eugenie Bouchard has won a match at the Open for the first time since 2015, the year she withdrew from the tournament after a fall left her with a concussion. Bouchard had to go through qualifying to reach the main draw and got to the second round by beating Harmony Tan of France 6-3 and 6-1. Coco Vandeweghe double faulted 12 times and is gone in the first round. A year after making it all the way to the semis, the 24th-seeded American lost to Kirsten Flipkens of Belgium 6-3, 7-6 and 3. And Joanna Konta can't seem to make any headway at the majors these days. A 6-2, 6-2 loss to number 6 seed Caroline Garcia in her opener at Flushing Meadows is Konta's fifth consecutive exit in the first or second round at a slam. And facing dangerously high temperatures expected to last for more than a day, the U.S. Open has extended a heat rule to men that only exists in the women's tour. The U.S. Tennis Association says its medical team recommended the immediate implementation of the heat policy for the men, who will be allowed a 10-minute break between the third and fourth sets. Its statement says the tournament referee, along with the medical team, would continue to monitor conditions on site to determine when the extreme heat policy would no longer be in effect. The WTA has a heat rule allowing women a break between the second and third sets. There is no such rule on the ATP tour. Temperatures were already in the mid-90s by the early afternoon and expected to stay there or above until late Wednesday. That's a look at some of the latest in sports here on KJN. Sports has been brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.